GES warned striking teachers to return to classroom or face sanctions. Alassane Ouattara offers Laurent Gbagbo last chance to relinquish power. Heavy fighting continues in Libya as ban on no-fly zone receives opposition. And radiation levels at Japan's nuclear plant force workers to suspend operations. First, a summary by Agatha Asamoah.
President John Evans Atta Mills has tasked the incoming assembly members to work assiduously to promote their sense of decentralization. He was speaking at one of the inauguration of district assemblies that took place across the country yesterday, with the exception of Manyakobo in the eastern region, which failed to inaugurate its members. The Ghana Education Service has cautioned all striking teachers to go back to the classroom or lose their work. The Public Relations Officer of the GES, Charles Bakalute, told Radio Ghana that by Friday, if the striking teachers do not return to their normal duties, appropriate sanctions will be placed on them. Internationally recognized President of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, says he is offering Mr. Gbagbo a last chance to leave presidency and end the country's political crisis. He said he is willing to form a national unity government with Mr. Gbagbo, as well as fuse the two rival armed forces and create a truth and reconciliation. President Ouattara said this in an address to the nation on a television station he controls. And Libyan government and rebel forces are still engaged in heavy fighting in the eastern town of Brega. However, reports indicate that the rebels are losing control as government forces retake cities in the west. Meanwhile, countries like Russia and China are opposing military intervention as Britain and France push for a ban on flights over Libya.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Toto.
President Moses tasked incoming members of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly to work assiduously to bring to fruition the value and essence of the decentralization program. The president, who made the remark in a speech read for him at the inauguration of the 140-member Accra Metropolitan Assembly, urged members to put the welfare of the people above their parochial interests. Ibrahim Kwating has filed this report.
At about 2 p.m. when the program was supposed to begin, it was clear the organizers had made a wrong choice of venue. The old Parliament House, the venue for the event, could hardly contain the crowd. It was a pathetic sight as the jubilant but worried crowd, including some assembly members, found themselves in a near stampede. The blazing heat in the old house added to the desperation of the guests, who kept wondering when the event will begin. The mayor of Accra, Alfredo Ko van der Poy, who was expected to inaugurate the 5th Accra Metropolitan Assembly, eventually appeared an hour later for the program to begin. In his remark, Mr. van der Poy charged the assembly members to see the opportunity granted them by the people as a divine one that goes with responsibilities. He said it is high time Ghanaians recognize the essence of doing it right, irrespective of political colorings and affiliations. Mr. van der Poy said the AMA will not succumb to pressure that would obviate its vision of making Accra a millennium city. He said the Better Ghana agenda can only become a reality through the collaboration and hard work of assembly members whose goal, irrespective of their political persuasions, is to see to the well-being of the people. In his remark, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ufoso-Ampofu, said the essence of the decentralization program is to bring governance to the doorsteps of the people. He charged members of the assembly to work hard to bring rural development to the people. In all, 140 members from the Asiedu Keteke, Ayawaso East, West and Central Submetros, La, Osuklote, Ablekuma North, and Central swore the oath of allegiance to the assembly.
Ibrahim Kwating's report. The inauguration of district assemblies across the country has almost ended, with some assemblies electing their presiding members, while others failed to reach a consensus. We bring you reports from our regional correspondents.
The West District Assembly failed to elect a presiding member at its inauguration. Although no explanation was given for the failure, members agreed to elect a presiding member next week. Our correspondent Iravna Paha reports that the inauguration ceremony went on as planned, but the media were only told about the Assembly's failure to elect a presiding member after a closed-door meeting. 25 elected members and 11 government appointees were sworn into office.
The Accra Metropolitan Assembly inaugurated 140 members at a colorful ceremony that brought together traditional rulers, the clergy, and a large pool of well-wishers. The Metropolitan Assembly inaugurated all sub-metropolitan assemblies under its jurisdiction. The election for presiding members, according to our correspondent Ibrahim Kwating, has been scheduled for Friday for the various district assemblies.
The Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly failed to elect a presiding member as a result of a misunderstanding over how many people should constitute the 30% government appointee by the president as required by law. The Ashanti Regional Director of the Electoral Commission, Kofi Asumeni, told the Assembly that the government appointees the Assembly were 44 instead of 48. This generated a spontaneous misunderstanding as the opponent suggested that they should be 34 instead. After about 1.5 hours of arguments over the issue, the Coordinating Director of KMA, Edward Jem, who acted as the presiding member, adjourned the meeting, saying further consultations would be made.
And in the northern region, the Yendi Municipal Assembly elected Alhassan Adam as the presiding member of the assembly. He pulled 50 votes, representing 71%, to beat his contestant Zakaria Abukari, who pulled 20 votes, representing 28.5%. Out of the 71 members of the assembly, 70 were present and voted. English Dagbani and Likpakpale were approved to be used in the assembly. In his acceptance speech, the elected presiding member, Mr. Adam, called on the assembly members to cooperate with him for the development of the area. He said it is only through unity that the Yendi Municipal Assembly can be developed. He appealed to the old assembly members who have been re-elected to share their knowledge and experience with the new members. The member of the Council of State, Nanesi Amapukwe Fifa, who inaugurated and swore in the assembly members on behalf of the president, stated that Yendi has been an old administrative town since the colonial time and there is the need for them to protect the image of the area. Nanesi Yama reminded the assembly members that the election and appointment as assembly members is a mark of confidence the people have in them.
The Bosumtwi District Assembly elected Joseph Isumeng as the new presiding member. After two rounds of elections supervised by the Electoral Commission, the Regional Minister, Dr. Kweku Ajuman Mensah, performed the inauguration of the 56-member assembly, including 17 government appointees. In the Ashanti region, the Chima Mpunwa District Assembly was inaugurated without two assembly members over the absence of members of two electoral areas. The two were absent because of a court injunction. The assembly elected John Odo as presiding member. At the Ofenso municipality, the inauguration failed to take place because of the confusion over how many people would constitute the government appointees as required by law.
Assembly members of the Boku West District in the Upper East region re-elected their presiding member for the fourth time. Moses Adupam beat his competitor Ayande Simon by 34 votes to 16 in the second round to score the recommended 68% mark. Addressing assembly members after being sworn in, Moses Adupam called for the change of the district name from Boku West to its former name of Kusasi West, a name he claimed has a direct bearing on the people of the district. He also called for the continuation of the district sister city relationship program with its foreign counterpart and also entreated the people to maintain the peace in the area.
The Adaku Anigbe District Assembly in the Volta region voted to retain Mary Chigbe as the presiding member. The 41-member assembly has 33 males and 7 females. The Volta Regional Minister Joseph Amenowode challenged the new assembly members to put their best in the performance of their duties. He assured them of government's continuous support in the quest to render better services.
Our Upper West Regional Correspondent William Owusu-Boateng reports that the Wa East District Assembly failed to elect a presiding member as the contestants each failed to get the required percentage of votes needed to declare a winner. The members, however, agreed to meet in 21 days to conduct the elections again.
Newly elected Assembly members have been asked to discharge their duties in a more diligent, accountable and responsive manner. This is because government will not hesitate to sanction any Assembly member who uses his or her position to gain contracts or undue favours from the Assembly. The Minister of Water, Resource, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, made the statement on behalf of President Mills at the inauguration of the 6th Keta Municipal Assembly at Keta in the Volta region.
Reports from our regional correspondent. Newly elected Assembly members have been asked to discharge their duties in a more diligent, accountable and responsive manner. This is because government will not hesitate to sanction any Assembly member who uses his or her position to gain contracts or undue favours from the Assembly. The 74-member team of the Keta Municipal Assembly is made up of 50 elected Assembly members, 21 government appointees, 2 members of parliament from Keta and Anglong, and the Keta Municipal Chief Executive. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mills tasked incoming Assembly members to work assiduously to enhance decentralization program. GES warns striking teachers to return to classroom or face sanctions. Alassane Ouattara offers Laurent Gbagbo last chance to relinquish power. Heavy fighting continues in Libya as ban on no-fly zone receives opposition, and radiation levels at Japan's nuclear plant force workers to suspend operations. President Atta Mills has appealed to the West African Examinations Council, WAEC, to ensure an early release of results of candidates who are to write this year's May-June West Africa Senior Secondary Certificate examinations. The president has also appealed to WAEC to ensure that this year's examinations are devoid of leakages so as to enhance the credibility of WAEC. President Mills said this in a speech read on his behalf by the chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, at a ceremony in Accra to open the 59th annual council meeting of WAEC. George Asekwe reports that the president indicated his government's readiness to help complete the building of the permanent headquarters of WAEC in Accra.
President Mills commended WAEC for its contribution to human resource development. He called on governments of member countries to assist the council with the necessary logistics and support to reduce the incidence of exam malpractice. President Mills advised students who will be writing the May-June West African Senior School Certificate examinations to take their studies seriously in order to excel and brighten their future. The registrar to the Council of the 5 member countries of WAEC, Mrs. Alhaja Mulikat Bello, said out of the 1.5 million students who sat for last year's May-June exams, no candidate met the criteria for the WAEC Excellence Award. She said Ghana did not present candidates in last year's exams because of the 4-year senior high school system that was introduced. Mrs. Bello commended the government of Ghana for constantly providing the necessary resources to WAEC and urged other member countries to do same. The chairman of the WAEC Council, Professor Reynolds Sawyer, said Ghana is the only country where exam fraudsters are constantly prosecuted. He urged other countries to emulate Ghana's example to stop examination malpractices.
George Asekre reporting. The Ghana Education Service has issued a warning to all striking teachers to return to the classroom by Friday or have appropriate sanctions imposed on them. The public relations officer of GES, Charles Parker Aluti, said if the teachers do not return to the classroom, it will be considered as vacation of post.
Through our monitoring, it's been registered that a large number of teachers have reported for work after the appeal by their leadership. And if I say leadership, I'm talking about the labor unions within the Ghana Education Service on their membership to curtail the strike action and go back to work. We have monitored this in all the regions, and we can confidently say that majority of teachers have gone back to the classroom. Now, we are concerned as the employer that not all teachers are in the classroom, because we already are talking about a shortfall of 60,000 teachers already. And therefore, if a section of teachers decide not to go to school, it should be of great concern to us.
PRO of GES Charles Parker Aluti talking to Abraham Asari. The Coalition of Concerned Teachers, however, says its action is not a strike, but rather positive defiance. It says members are protesting against the leadership of NAT and NAGRAT. Nanabwachi Yadom speaks for the group.
Well, we believe that the government is not treating teachers very fairly, and for that matter, we are not happy. And so we stayed out of school.
You know the rules that govern work.
Yes, I do.
And you do not think that you have vacated your post?
No.
Why not?
Why not pay the...
What they are doing practically, you are actually on strike because they are not going to work. And to go on strike, there are rules you must exhaust before you decide not to go to work.
Well,
have you done all that?
You are saying we are on strike, but we strongly believe that this is a positive defiance of something of unfair treatment that is meted out to teachers.
Well, if you do not go to work because you are aggrieved, what you have done... Practically, yeah. That you're on strike, whether you decide to call it positive defiance or whatever, you're actually on strike.
Well, if you want to call it so.
Spokesperson for Coalition of Concerned Teachers, Nanabwachi Yadom, talking to Abraham Asari. The Greater Accra Regional GPRTU has objected to a bylaw by the AMA, which intends to punish drivers who allow passengers on their vehicles to patronize goods by street hawkers. According to the bylaw, drivers will be held equally liable with the passengers who buy from the street hawkers. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Tete said it's basically wrong in law to punish a person for the crime of another.
We are not happy about that because how can somebody commit offense and another person be arrested or be disciplined for it? Here we are. There is nowhere in the country or in Accra specifically where drivers park for people to buy.
But you agree the drivers slow down sometimes. The traffic is green and they have to move on. But because a passenger is buying something, they slow down for the passenger to buy.
And it's seldom. You don't see it seldom.
But it happens.
On commercial vehicles. Commercial vehicles who even don't want the traffic light to work to stop and they want to move all the time. How can they delay for people to buy?
What do the driver lose if passengers on board do not buy from street hawkers?
Driver loses nothing and gains nothing.
So why then are you complaining about this law?
Complaining because a passenger will commit offense by buying and then the driver will be arrested.
Alhaji Antie Tete is the chairman of the Greater Accra Regional Branch of the GPRTU. The Ghana Standards Board will from next month begin the publication of all certified products and equipment. In line with this, the board will begin a massive awareness creation exercise next week to educate producers on the need to display the logo of the Standards Board on their products. The Director Certification Division of the Board, Joseph Tete Ama, who disclosed this at a lecture in Accra, said the board is ready to sanitize the Ghanaian market with regards to unwholesome products. Government is collaborating with the Ghana Standards Board to implement a new standard code for electrical wiring. The code, which is almost complete, will ensure compliance with electrical wiring regulations and the use of appropriate electrical cables. This is to avoid the many fire outbreaks which have been attributed to electrical faults. The Deputy Minister of Energy, Alhaji Nusa Fuseini, said this in a speech read for him at a workshop organized by the Fire Protection Association of Ghana and the Electrical and Electronics Division of the Ghana Institution of Engineers. Social workers in the country are calling for government's recognition and support to enable them to meet the social welfare needs of the people. This came up at a news briefing to mark International Social Workers Day. The acting coordinator of Social Work Ghana, Anastasia Ninsal, said social workers can help to identify the needs of individuals in communities affected by the oil find and the construction of the Bui Dam. Here's a report by Victoria Ahaji and Najagle Agu.
The World Social Work Day focuses on how social workers respond to global crises. The acting coordinator of the Social Work Ghana, Mrs. Ninsal, noted that the social work profession helps nations to respond to economic and social changes that affect vulnerable people and communities. She says social workers working in partnership with many other professionals will promote the social welfare of individuals, groups and communities in the country. They also facilitate facilitate social cohesion in periods of change. Mrs. Nin South said, social workers in the 50s contributed immensely to national projects such as the construction of the Akosombo Dam and Temahaba by working with the communities that were displaced.
A report by Victoria Ahaji and Najakle Agu. The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, says African leaders need to uphold virtues of good leadership to enhance peace, unity, and political stability on the continent. He noted that the current political turmoil in some parts of Africa could be avoided if there's greater commitment to good governance and accountability. Right Reverend Amenu was addressing delegates at the 21st Joint Conference of the Eglise Evangelique Presbyterienne du Togo and the EP Church Ghana held at Salime in Togo. And now to the foreign news. Internationally recognized president of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, says he's offering Mr. Gbagbo a last chance to leave the presidency and end the country's political crisis. He said he's willing to form a national unity government with Mr. Gbagbo, as well as fuse the two rival armed forces and create a truth and reconciliation commission. He added it's time Mr. Gbagbo accepts the will of the Ivorian people and the African Union. Mr. Ouattara said this in an address to the nation on a television station he controls. Meanwhile, four people have been killed by unidentified gunmen in Abidjan. Heavy fighting has been continuing in Libya between government and rebel forces in the eastern town of Brega. The oil town has changed hands several times over recent days. Reports say the rebels are losing control. In the west, government forces appear to have retaken Zuwara and are shelling Misrata City. Meanwhile, Britain and France tabled a draft resolution at the UN Security Council that would ban all flights over Libya to prevent Tripoli's air attacks. There's still a lot of opposition, not only from the Russians and Chinese, who traditionally oppose military intervention. A spike in radiation levels at Japan-stricken Fukushima nuclear plant has forced workers to suspend the operations after smoke was seen rising from Reactor 3. Earlier, a blaze struck Reactor 4 for the second time in 2 days. Friday's 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami, which killed thousands, damaged the plant's cooling functions. The site has also been hit by 4 explosions, triggering radiation leaks. Jonathan Thompson brings you editorials of the papers.
The Daily Graphic is happy that despite protests at some venues of the inauguration of the Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies, good reason prevailed to enable the assembly members to be sworn in. The paper thinks that developmental challenges facing district assemblies are more important than needless and unending litigations, which can be resolved through dialogue. It says fighting over who becomes a member of an assembly will only deepen the poverty situation in the rural areas. In spite of the challenges, the Graphic believes that the decentralization process will make better strides if government allows assembly members to work strictly according to law without unnecessarily interfering in their day-to-day operations. While congratulating the assembly members on their inauguration, the paper reminds them of the task of reshaping their communities. The Ghanaian Times welcomes concerns expressed by participants in the 5th Hamerton School in Tamale about the persistent conflict in the northern part of the country that will derail the progress of SADA. The paper is happy that people from those areas have identified a major drawback to this well-intended program and called attention to the need to work towards the success of SADA initiatives. To the Times, it will be suicidal and criminal if the people in the North allow this major opportunity to slip by due to their refusal to change their attitude. It is against this backdrop that the Times is asking chiefs and other opinion leaders in the area to drum home the need to give peace a chance. And those were the editorials by Jonathan Thompson.
To end the news, the main points again. The inauguration of district assemblies took place across the country yesterday, with the exception of Manyakrobo in the eastern region, which failed to inaugurate its members. All striking teachers have been asked to return to the classroom by Friday or face appropriate sanctions. And internationally recognized president of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, says he's offering Mr. Gbagbo a last chance to leave the presidency and end the political crisis. The news was presented by Mercy Sowah in Accra.